courtside of the virtual hardwood, it's the NLRC podcast, episode number 278. Andrew with you this week, as I always am. I am flying solo this week, so you get to hear me monologue about basketball video games, and we do have some news to cover this week, so let's get right to it. This week we've seen updates for NBA Live 19, NBA 2K19, and NBA 2K Playgrounds 2. We'll start off with the update for NBA Live 19. This week it is basically just a content update, new rosters, a lot of ratings updates in this one, and also lineup updates, the usual things that you would expect from a roster update. And just a little update on the shoes last week. We mentioned that Kawhi Leonard is wearing EA generics. We wondered what the situation was there. Shout out to MP3 for the heads up on this one, but Kawhi Leonard is wearing New Balance shoes these days, so in lieu of them being in the game, he's wearing EA generics. That definitely explains that. We thought that might be the case, but we can actually be a bit more specific about it. As always, it's great to see the team on top of things with the roster updates and updating player ratings. Sure, we can do that ourselves these days with the roster editing that is in the game. It's, of course, put in NBA Live 18 post-release and is in NBA Live 19 from launch. But since we can't share custom rosters, it is important that the official roster updates do stay on top of the ratings updates and the lineups updates and everything else. Obviously, we can share that information with each other and recommend ratings tweaks and different changes to make to the lineups, but absolutely important that the official roster updates stay on top of that. They are, so once again, good job to EA on that one. I know they are accepting feedback on the rosters, things like different player gear, shoes that players are wearing, different accessories, and of course ratings as well. So you can hit them up on Twitter as well as the official NBA Live Reddit. So if you have any feedback, definitely hit up the developers and let them know. As we've said before, feedback does no good if it stays in our heads, so definitely hit them up. On the NBA 2K19 side of things, there's some new content for my team this week. I'm not sure if you've heard this, but LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for fourth on the all-time scoring list. Hats off to LeBron. I'm not going to get into the whole debate at this time. I think if you are a regular listener of the podcast and reader of my articles, you know where I stand in this, or if you take part in any of the forum discussions, you probably know where I stand on the issue. But nevertheless, he has achieved that. It is certainly a great milestone for his career. And in celebration of that milestone, 2K has pushed through some LeBron content in my team. Also, he is the cover athlete for their 20th anniversary edition this year, so no surprises there. There's a locker code available at the moment. I believe it's going to be up for a few more days yet, where you can have a shot at a pink diamond LeBron, which I guess is kind of controversial if you remember the whole situation over Christmas where the pink diamond code was leaked and they ended up taking it away quietly and people felt there was a lack of goodwill there, and I certainly agree with that. I wrote an article about it. But nevertheless, we do have another shot at a pink diamond LeBron James card. You can enter that code for your chance. Hopefully you have better luck than I did. I certainly didn't get it. And there are some other cards as well, like a pink diamond Scottie Pippen, which I would also quite like, but unfortunately didn't get that one either. But you can enter the code, try your luck with that. With March Madness upon us, as well as March Madness, they've also added some March Madness packs to my team. They are some prominent college players that you can get, including Jimmer Fredette, which I know a few people in our community will probably enjoy, Pistol Pete Maravich, Carmelo Anthony, and some other standout college players as well. You can pull those in the packs at the moment. And we also have some packs that I was quite interested in and waiting for. That is the Chicago Bulls throwback packs. Also, the Bulls have been added to the schedule challenges along with the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers throwback pack is also available now. It's, as with previous throwback sets, it's basically a package deal where you will get either a Bulls throwback player or a 76ers throwback player. If you're lucky, you don't necessarily get a throwback player, and as I've said before, I do think that is a weakness in the way 2K approaches my team, but obviously it hasn't cost them any custom over the years. People still buy the game, people still dump a lot of money on VC, but I do think it is the wrong way to go. I think those should be guaranteed throwback players, not necessarily the top players they have, but at least a throwback player from those teams. But in any case, the Bulls and 76ers throwback packs are available now, so I was quite excited to see that. I do have enough VC to get a box, which was my plan. Unfortunately, at the moment, the only two Bulls players that are available in those packs are Bob Love and Artis Gilmore. And much respect to those two players, definitely significant players in the history of the Chicago Bulls and the NBA as well. But as you can probably guess, not the players I was really interested in getting in those throwback packs. Obviously, if I'm going to spend VC in it, I want a shot at an MJ and a Pip. I will see if they add a Jordan and a Pippen and maybe even a Rodman as well to those packs as the week goes by. I don't really want to spend my VC if I don't have a shot at those players. I know there's no guarantee, but I at least want to have a shot at those players. So I am going to hold off for the moment, but those packs are finally here, so with any luck, I will be able to get a shot at those players. Moving on to NBA 2K Playgrounds 2. Still a bit of an awkward title to say, but it is what it is. That game received a patch this week, that is patch 1.06. In addition to new content, it also added some new features, changed a few things around, the usual minor issues and stability improvements in the patch notes, of course. But one of the biggest additions is the new court editor. And new court editor mode has over 300 pieces that you can put together your own. They're even calling it a My Court, basically. You've got three slots to create three My Courts for NBA 2K Playgrounds 2. Over 300 different items you can customize the court with. They've also added 50 additional daily challenges with new exclusive rewards. And challenges can be performed in any game mode now. That is definitely a great change to make. I'm always in favor of making those things a little bit more accessible, especially with the amount of grinding you have and the different modes that not everyone is interested in playing. I do think you need to have some fairness there so that people can unlock them more easily. Certainly it can take a while to do, but not force people to perhaps play a mode that they don't really like. So definitely a good change there. There's a new Safe Schools for Alex playground, and this is something that I really have to commend 2K and Saber for. They've gotten involved in the Safe Schools for Alex program. Definitely a great initiative, and they're currently matching all donations up to $100,000. I know we can be very critical and certainly very cynical when it comes to game developers and some of the decisions that they do and some of the things that they involve themselves in, but I also think that we need to give credit where it's due. I think it's a company putting their money where their mouth is, trying to do some good for the world. We do see this in video gaming, so once again, absolutely commend them for doing this. And as far as the game is concerned, you can play on a new custom playground with the Safe Schools for Alex branding and the design there in the school gym and everything with the band playing. Shaq sitting there in the background as well. I was playing a game earlier and noticed that today. So thumbs up to 2K and Saber for doing that. Definitely have to commend them for it. Moving on down the patch notes, we also have 36 new players available in packs, 16 new vanity items available in packs. The vanity item packs, of course, can be purchased with the Golden Bucks rather than the Baller Bucks. So if you are unlocking the players, you can just do that with the Baller Bucks. Also, if you have downloaded the Roster Unlock DLC, if you've previously paid to unlock all the players, those 36 new players will unlock automatically. They include a few new players. Tim Duncan is in this update, which is really nice to see. And there's also some extra players, or extra variants of players, I should say, different versions of players for different teams that they played on previously. Again, that's also nice to see. And once again, minor issues and stability improvements that they've apparently made across the board. No further details on that. Just going off the PS4 patch notes on this one. So it was a fairly substantial update. Some nice content there. Really cool to see the court editor. But there is a problem with the court editor. And that problem is you need to unlock the items to customize the court with. Now, this isn't necessarily a problem. It's kind of the way NBA 2K Playgrounds 2 works. You need to unlock content. Of course, with the players, you can get the Roster Unlock DLC. But you need to unlock the court items before you can basically do anything. And they do say that they gift you a few items, but I fired it up and basically the only items that they gift you are the default ones. So I'm not sure where the gift is there. And I had a look at how you unlock the pieces, the 300 pieces for the court editor. And it's through court packs. So you do it through packs the same way you do it with players. But they are ones that are acquired with Golden Bucks. Now, Golden Bucks in NBA 2K Playgrounds 2 is basically VC. It's the premium currency that you actually have to buy. You can earn it by doing various in-game tasks, including the daily challenges. But obviously, you can also buy them through microtransactions. And I do think that's kind of a shady move. And this is one of the things that we feared when 2K got involved with NBA 2K Playgrounds 2. A lot of people were upset when the first game pushed through some paid DLC, because that was something that Saber insisted they weren't going to do, but they ended up doing it. As far as NBA 2K Playgrounds 2 is concerned, with 2K's involvement, we do have Michael Jordan, we have Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We have a lot more players that weren't able to be licensed, and that's really been to the benefit of the game. We've seen some other cool stuff, obviously, with the partnership with 2K, but we've also seen this influx of the microtransactions, of that greedy approach that has really come to be a stain on the NBA 2K games. Now we're seeing it in Playgrounds as well. And to not give us really anything to customize it at the start and have to unlock most of these 300 items, basically, and for it to be in a pack that is acquired using the Golden Bucks, there's just not a lot of goodwill in that. And I hate to sit here and seem like I'm bashing the game, especially when it's doing something very commendable with the Safe Schools for Alex initiative, but we do need to call out the bad as well as praise the good. And this is a bad thing. If nothing else, you can't really do anything with a court editor straight away because you have to unlock all these items, which again are kind of behind a paywall, I suppose. Certainly paying for Golden Bucks is the quickest way to unlock those items. So I'm definitely not feeling that approach. And it's a shame to see the game has made some of these decisions, because it is what we feared when 2K got involved, and I hope we don't see too much of it moving forward, because there is definitely a lot of potential with updating NBA 2K Playgrounds too, but I have to admit, I'm not feeling very optimistic after a move like this, and it is, again, it's a shame because they are doing something so good with the Schools for Alex inclusion and the donations and everything like that, matching the donations, but when they turn around and then are also gouging with microtransactions, and you can say, oh, but you don't have to pay for it, and you don't. Much like you don't have to pay for VC in NBA 2K19, I can prove that by the fact that I'm a 92 overall without having spent any money on VC this year. It is possible. It's also very grindy, and there's a grindy aspect to NBA 2K Playgrounds too, especially when you have to upgrade all the players that you get, and certainly having to unlock them in the first place through all the packs, which you can do for free, but it's really a lot easier with a paid DLC, and that is certainly by design. There's no way it isn't. It's a shame to see it, and it's one of the things I think is holding Playgrounds 2 back from being the game it could be. It's, in many respects, it is a poor man's NBA Jam, and I do say that with some affection because it is a quite solid arcade game. It's a lot of fun, and even if you buy the Roster Unlock DLC and the game, the base game, the total price is fairly reasonable, but I feel it basically, it would have been better if it just was slightly more expensive and the players were just available by default, or most of the players, and have them unlock, rest of them unlocked through doing something, kind of like the original NBA Jam games. But they have taken this route, and they did do it with the first game as well, but it has gotten a little bit more obnoxious with 2K, and certainly these Golden Bucks, basically their version of VC, I don't like what they're doing there. And I think this move does cheapen the court editor, because again, you've got to unlock pretty much everything. You don't even have a small selection of maybe five different baskets and court designs and things like that, the floor designs. If there was just a few of them available at the start, which I thought there must be when it said we've gifted you a few items, but like I said, the gift is one default item for each area of the court, each aspect of the court, so not much of a gift at all, and definitely not the goodwill that we wanted to see from it. But apart from that, it is a good idea. I do like what they're doing, again, from the charitable standpoint, so hats off to them for that. But they definitely could be doing a better job with the goodwill. I guess that goes for 2K in general these days. So, yeah, it is what it is. A quick preview of my upcoming Monday Tip-Off article. I've been doing some experiments in my career, spending a lot of time in my career this year and really enjoying it after I said I was burned out on the mode, and yet here I am playing it still. Actually, haven't even taken a break to really get into my league, so once again I've gone back on that promise to myself, but nevertheless, have been playing my career. But I did want to find out a few different things about the mode, questions that I had, things that hopefully other people have been wondering about as well, because I do think I've come up with some interesting information on this one. Things like whether there's a game over in the game, what happens when you retire, the daily prize wheel. Basically, I've tried to cover a few things that certainly I've found interesting, some mechanics I've wanted to explore, some aspects of the mode I've just wondered about. So I do hope you'll find that interesting tomorrow. One thing I did want to mention, because I simmed several years into the future to find out if there was an endpoint to my career, obviously I got to a point where a lot of real players were disappearing, being replaced by the generated players, the generated rookies coming in every year. And I wondered who the last players standing would be, the last real players standing. And funnily enough, it turned out to be Trae Young. And this is quite interesting because if you remember during the previous season for NBA 2K19, when they were dropping the They Will Know Your Name tag for my career, the official account, or maybe it was Ronnie2K or maybe both, were actually interacting with Trae Young on Twitter. And they were dropping the They Will Know Your Name hashtag and things like that. And at the time, I think we did actually talk about it on the podcast. We wondered whether he would actually have some kind of role in my career. It certainly seemed that way, but then when we got the game, not so much. But after simming into the future and seeing him as the last player standing, I do wonder if that was by design, whether it was just a quirk of this particular simulation, or whether he actually has been set to be the last player standing in my career. Would be quite funny. I guess we'll know his name. He also won the Finals MVP a couple of times. Russell Westbrook actually became the coach of the Houston Rockets, while Vince Carter became the coach of the Indiana Pacers. Both of them won a Coach of the Year award. Saw that pop up in between seasons, so I thought that was pretty funny as well. Definitely some weird results all around, and some predictions I'm not so sure about, but that's the way it turned out in the simulation. I don't want to spoil anything. Obviously, I'd love it if you read the article, but definitely some interesting results with the experiments, and hopefully you find it informative. I'm going to wrap up this episode with a listener-submitted question. Shout out to Pavel for sending this one in. And basically, the topic is, do we see celebrity teams being featured in NBA Live or NBA 2K, especially given the live events in NBA Live 19, where they brought in creator challenges and other celebrities for those events? And I think it's definitely possible. I'm not sure we'll see those special teams we used to in NBA 2K. I think the last one was NBA 2K13. Trying to remember my article on the special teams in NBA 2K. I do think they phased them out by 2K14. 2K14 was the first year that they included the EuroLeague teams, of course. They're kind of a throwback, those teams, the special teams, and it's like the developer teams as well. And they were fun, and I've profiled both of those before in Wayback Wednesday features. And I think that there's some value in them. I wouldn't mind seeing them return. They're just very easy to throw together. I don't think it would do anything like prevent more historical plays from being added or basically prevent anything else from being added to the game. It would just be some extra stuff that they throw together towards the end of development, basically. I suppose I could see it happening. I don't think it's very likely in 2K. It just seems to be something that they're moving away from the most part. For NBA Live, it's perhaps a little bit more likely. I'd certainly like to see the Decade All-Star teams return before celebrity teams or anything like that. I do think that we will continue to see the creator challenges in NBA Live and also some of the celebrity involvement as well. Whether it becomes a full-blown celebrity team, not totally sure about that. Possibly, like 2K, I could kind of see them doing it. I don't think it's necessarily a given. Definitely think they'll want to have that involvement with the live events. It's a good way of promoting the game. Any kind of mainstream promotion you can have, you can see what it's done for 2K. So I think they'll have certainly some involvement in that regard. But whether they have a special team, whether it's unlockable, whether it's an ultimate team, something like that, I don't mind them doing that. In fact, I wouldn't mind them bringing back the developer teams. It would be a nice throwback to some of the old games, the classic secrets they had in the old games. I think there's always value in that because of the nostalgic factor of adding that kind of content. I definitely don't think it's a given, and I think that they do need to focus on other things, both live and 2K, but it is fairly harmless content to have. I think there is value in doing it in the live events, if nothing else. So I do think we'll see it in some form, whether it's the full-blown teams or not. Not so sure about that, but I definitely don't think we've seen the end of celebrities on the virtual hardwood. So that has brought us to the end of episode number 278 of the NLSC podcast. Hope you enjoyed tuning in and listening to me monologue. Normally I do have at least one other co-host, so tune in future episodes to hear me go back and forth with somebody else, not just me monologuing. Nevertheless, if you enjoyed the show, or if you've been enjoying the shows leading up to this one, definitely encourage you to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a review while you're there. We certainly appreciate any kind of thumbs up you can give us and any help in spreading the word about the show. You can also connect with the NLSC through our social media platforms. We're on Twitter, @TheNLSC. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNLSC. We're on Instagram, NLSC Basketball. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/NBA Live Series Center. And of course, keep it locked to the NLSC itself, NBA-Live.com, for everything we do for basketball video games. But yes, that is it for episode number 278. Thank you once again for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Andrew. Go get buckets, everyone.